Does grammar allow for the gap theory? This is Ken Ham, an Aussie transplant with a passion for sharing the truth of God's word. Many Christians claim that when Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2 says, "The earth was without form and void," it's describing a supposed original earth. This allegedly occurred after a supposed Lucifer's flood. You see, in order to accommodate long geologic ages, a gap of millions of years is placed between the first two verses of Genesis. The original world was then destroyed and recreated in 6 days. But does the grammar of the text allow for this? Genesis 1:2 begins with the Hebrew word for "and" and is followed by the noun "earth." According to Hebrew grammar rules, Genesis 1:2 is describing the way the earth looked when God created it. The grammar doesn't allow for any gap.
To discover more about the Bible's account of Earth's history, visit our faith-defending website at answersingenesis.org. Go to answersingenesis.org.